Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I just say your name and your title.
Sure, Jennifer Bowman. I'm Director of Music Education at the Kennedy Center.
And we wanted to catch up with you because we want to talk about the performances for young audiences that are coming up at the Kennedy Center over the next month and change. It all kicks off with the NSO doing I Dream of the Moon on March 5th and 6th. What is this?
That's correct. So one of the NSO's percussionists, Scott Christian, actually came to us right before the pandemic and said, "I have this wonderful show I'd really love to bring to you." So it's a percussion concert and it features music by Keegan Fountain and Peter Gilbert. And there's going to be projections and beautiful illustrations. So it's a really gentle and wonderful piece for folks to bring their families to. And it will feature musicians from the University of Maryland. So we really love having young musicians be part of the performance.
Cool. Go Terps, as my undergrad was there too. So yeah, I'm all about
Great.
that. And then on March 11th and 12th, you're bringing some go-go of a member of a famous group. Tell us about it.
It's true. So Sweet Cherie is one of the founding members of the Belladonna Band, which is, world famous here in DC. We thought it was really important to bring DC's indigenous music to the stage and to our family audiences. So she'll be bringing a little go-go to the family theater, and we're excited for everyone to be able to hear it.
I love it. And when you say family theater, is there a special wing of the Kennedy Center, or is it what space is it in?
Yeah, so it's actually called the Family Theater and it's a 300 seat house, so there's plenty of room. It can be intimate too, but it's a nice performance. And typically, all of our performance or most of our performance for young audiences programming is based in there.
And where exactly is it? If we know the layout of the three main, houses, where in the building is it?
Yeah, so if you know the Hall of States and the Hall of Nations, it's in the Hall of States, the one that has all the state flags above it. And it's next to the opera house, basically, when you're looking at the building.
Gotcha. Cool. Sorry to sidetrack there, but now I want to make sure
No
we get that in there.
worries.
All right, cool. And
No.
then after that, coming up on March 18th to 20th, and another a Grammy nominee.
That's true. Pierce Freelon, we're really excited. We're excited about all of these shows and welcoming families back to see them. But Pierce Freelon is actually bringing two programs to us. So he released an album last year with his mom, who's the jazz great and Kennedy Center favorite vocalist, Nina Freelon. That album's called Black to the Future. So it mixes Afrofuturism and family stories and, hip hop and jazz music. So it's going to be a really exciting program. And Nina Freelon will be joining him for one of those performances. And then he's bringing a second performance, which is based on a PBS series that he was part of, what was called The History of White People in America. And it talks about skin color and how that's come to define race in our country. But this is actually a performance that's for folks ages 12 and up. So it's definitely something you can bring your middle school, your high school kids to kind of think about and reflect on. And it's going to be a really interactive performance as well.
Sounds great. Cool. It's cool you're bringing in all these artists. All right, cool. And then on Sunday, March 20th, something else for the family. The NSO family concert is called Because. Explain this one.
Oh, Jason, I am really excited about this performance. So Because is actually a commission, this is going to be a world premiere. And this is one of Mo Willems' books that's talking about the story of a little girl who went to a concert one day. And because she went to that concert and because all of these adults put together this symphony concert for her, she was inspired to become a musician and a conductor in her own right. So it's a story about inspiration. And Mo worked with a great composer, Jesse Montgomery, to create this piece. And there will be actors involved telling the story, beautiful images from the book, and of course, the National Symphony performing. And we did a workshop of this back in the fall. It was beautiful. And everyone from the actors to our conductor, Jerry Lynn Johnson, to anyone involved just got really emotional. It's a beautiful story.
Ah, because she went to that concert. Ah, makes sense then. Because, and if our listeners, because they come see this, who knows what they will go on to do. All right, cool.
Exactly.
Great. Mo Willems, shout out. All right. And then April 7th through 22nd, moving into next month, or I guess 2 months from now, but let's keep it going. Lots of stuff to do. We got one called Beast Girl, which is based on a New York Times bestselling author.
That's true. And this is another one of those world premieres that's coming out. And this will be in our Studio K in the Reach. And it's based on a book by Elizabeth Acevedo. And it's just a beautiful story about sisters and, you know, getting into more the world cultures. This is a story that will span from the Dominican Republic to New York City. So it's going to be a beautiful story about myths and blessings and birthright. And I'm excited for people to see it as well.
All right. And then on April 9th and 10th, we have the NSO doing the world premiere of Super Cello. That's a fun one. Is this like an animated character or something?
Yeah, it basically is an animated character, but just imagine a cello player being a superhero. And that's what this show is. And this is going to be another world premiere. And it's a collaboration between Scotty Rowell, who works with Teller Productions, which is a production company in Atlanta. And then our NSO cellist, David Tai, who is also, in addition to being quite the performer, is also quite the composer. So David actually did create some music for this show. But, you know, it's a day in the life of a cellist, and there will be puppets and props and, you know, lots of music about how a musician can save the day.
Great. Well, superheroes are all the rage, so let's combine it with an instrument. I love it. Let's touch on one more. The Other Side on April 21st through the 30th. It's part of your education artist in residence, Jacqueline Woodson. Tell us what this is.
So Jacqueline Woodson is our newest education artist in residence, and this is going to be her first project of the season. And The Other Side is one of Jacqueline's books, and it's a tale of two girls who begin a friendship across a fence, separating their segregated town. And, you know, it's going to come alive on this co-commission with Hope Boykin Dance. And Hope Boykin is actually our Kennedy Center artistic advisor for dance education. She's a former Alvin Ailey dancer. So to be able to bring these two wonderful artists together, we're really excited about it.
That's awesome. All right, cool. Well, sounds like a great lineup. We just gave people a bunch of different options to go see. I guess before we run, just take a step back and big picture it for me. Why is it important for the Kennedy Center to do, outreach programs, creative stuff for the youth, you know, inspiring the next generation?
Yeah, because they deserve it, Jason. We want to make sure that there are stories that they can relate to, where they can bring their full selves to the table. That's why you see such a really diverse group of artists who are involved in all these projects. And, you know, whether they come with the school, with their teachers, or they come with their parents or their family members, we want these students to know that the Kennedy Center is a place for them where they can find things that they can enjoy and hopefully inspires them to get involved with the arts in the future.
Great. It's a great mission. And I'm sure, you know, we never know what it will inspire these kids to, the creative work that they'll go on to do. So it's exciting. All right, cool. So it's called The Performances for Young Audiences. Head over to the Kennedy Center website to find out more. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason. It's nice talking to you.